Dating, right. It's like sometimes I feel like I'm trying to, I don't know, decipher some ancient scroll. Instead of just like going on a date, figuring out what you want is hard enough, but then you add in all the like expectations and the shoulds and shouldn'ts. Ugh, it's a lot.
Oh, tell me about it.
So to dive into all of this, we're going to be looking at the blog, Sassy and a Little Badassy.
Love the name.
Right. And they get real. Like about everything, desire, body image, relationships. All from a woman's perspective, which is what we're all about here.
And they're not afraid to be like really
And
honest.
they're not. Which is so refreshing. Like, one of the things that really struck me was how they talk about desire. They literally said, desire is this wild, untamed beast. And I was like, yes, with the roar and everything. It's so true, though. You know, when was the last time you actually let yourself, like, really feel that?
Honestly, it's easy to get caught up in all the expectations and kind of like, I don't know, lose sight of that raw, like visceral part of yourself.
Yes. And I feel like this blog just throws those expectations out the window, which is so freeing.
Totally. It's like somewhere along the way we learn to, I don't know, like dim our own flames, you know?
Yeah.
Especially as women.
Yeah. It's like we're taught to be desirable, but not too desiring, which
Exactly.
makes absolutely zero sense.
None. But this blog, it's like they're saying, screw that, embrace your desires, own them because they're a part of you.
And there's this one line. Let me see if I can find it. Don't dim your light for anyone. The right person will crave your fire. Isn't that amazing?
It's the truth, though. When you're coming from a place of authenticity and self-acceptance, it changes everything.
It's like you stop chasing after what you think you should want and start figuring out what you actually want.
And that right there, that's power.
100%. You're no
Yeah.
longer trying to fit into someone else's box, you're building your own.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, when we're talking about being our authentic selves, we have to talk about body image. It's like that whole thing is a minefield.
Oh, for sure. So much pressure. Right.
Oh, so much. But this blog, they're not afraid to go there.
Nope, not at all.
Like they get real about the fact that, you know, not everything is perfectly curated Instagram photos.
Thank goodness.
Right. Like, remember that part where she talks about, was it letting the garden grow? And I'm picturing like, you know, when Carrie Bradshaw dyes her hair brown, it's a whole thing.
Oh, yeah, hilarious. But also, like, we've all been there, you know, those moments where you're like, this is not what I signed up for.
Totally. And it just highlights like the absurdity of it all, right?
Yeah.
We're constantly bombarded with these unrealistic beauty standards. It's no wonder we feel the pressure.
Absolutely. And the media, let's be real, they're not helping.
Not at all. It's like everywhere you look, it's airbrushing and filters. And like, who even looks like that?
Seriously, and it makes you start to question yourself, you know, like, am I not good enough because I don't have a thigh gap? It's
It's
ridiculous.
so damaging. But what I love about this blog is that it's like they're giving you permission to just throw those standards out the window.
Yes. And to define beauty on your own terms, which is, I think, so important.
Oh, 100%. There's this quote. I think I wrote it down. Hold on. Here it is. You are not a before picture. You are not an after picture. You are a masterpiece in progress right here, right now.
I love that.
Right. Like you are already a masterpiece.
Exactly. Flaws and all. And when you can embrace that, when you can truly love and accept yourself, that's when you start to radiate a different kind of energy. And that's what makes you attractive.
Like you're no longer seeking validation from outside sources because you're finding it within yourself.
Exactly. And that's powerful.
It's funny, we've been talking about like desire and body image, but those things don't exist in a vacuum, right? When you put it all together, it's really about how we approach relationships.
Totally, because how you feel about yourself, what you desire, it all plays into the relationships you build with other people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you know, this blogger, they get that. They call relationships, and I love this, the ultimate emotional roller coaster,
Aha, yeah.
which is so true, right? It's like the highest highs and then, oh boy, the lowest lows.
Yep. And everything in between.
Definitely. But she talks about it all so honestly and openly, which I just love. Like she talks about how scary it can be to say, I love you for the first time. And I don't know about you, but I've definitely been there. My heart starts racing just thinking about it.
Oh, absolutely. That vulnerability is, it's huge. You're putting your heart out there, hoping they catch it and hoping they want to keep it safe.
Right. It takes a lot of courage to let someone really see you
All right.
and like the real you, not the version you think they want to
It
see.
really does. And sometimes, you know, we try to protect ourselves by putting up walls, or we try to be perfect so we won't get hurt.
Oh, I've been there, trying to fit myself into some mold. It's exhausting. And honestly, it never works.
No, it doesn't, because those imperfections, those are the things that make us interesting, make us human.
So true. And what this blogger is saying is, embrace that. Embrace your messiness, because the right person, they'll embrace it too.
Exactly. The right person will love you, flaws and all. They'll see your sassy and your badassy and say, yes, more of that, please.
Right. Like, that's what we all want, right? To be loved and celebrated for who we really are.
100%.
Yeah.
And it starts with loving and celebrating yourself.
This whole deep dive has really been about that, hasn't it? It's like knowing yourself, owning your desires, loving your body. It all ties together.
It does. It's about stepping into your power and saying, this is me. Take it or leave it.
And if they leave it, well, then they weren't the right person anyway.
Exactly. On to the next adventure.
Exactly. So to everyone listening, just remember, you are amazing. You are worthy of love. And don't ever let anyone tell you otherwise. Keep being your sassy, badassy selves.